Not Short Five, the squirt.
All
right. Yeah.
Hey.
That was something.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, Internet's favorite D&D podcast.
What up, what up?
Woo.
They do be saying that.
I don't even know who I am anymore.
It's that kind of day, bro.
We were, what, number 37 in Saudi Arabia?
Oh. And it was like 75 yeah, or dude, something like that.
The kingdom of Saudi Arabia has turned their back on us, and it hurts.
We dropped down to like 87. Yeah.
Honestly, we might quit because of it.
Honestly, dude, I'm just surprised we're even on the board there.
Same.
So where we last left off, the party had escaped Sylvania. Through a teleport that did not go awry as the holy power of Ulrich helped them break through the bonding seal around
Von
Castle.
I'm still not convinced Slovenia's real.
I don't like the idea of like putting it in the context of escaped. I think we tactically withdrew.
That was a tactical withdrawal.
Is that not the same
thing?
No.
No. No.
It's escaping implies
fleeing. It's the implication.
I don't. And a tactical withdrawal implies a controlled decision was made to leave the area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to reassess.
They didn't make us leave. We chose to leave.
There's a. I mean,
yeah.
I gotta agree with this 100.
It wasn't the bitch.
120%, dude.
Nah, not even a little bit.
Things were coming back.
We were keeping it real.
I left for their safety.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Are several piles of hogtied corpses, one of which is still trying to bite Kronk.
It's wriggling.
They just...
Stop socking it.
Yeah, I forgot this is where we left off. Oh, man.
They just got inside the guard barracks, the little compound in the city of Matorka.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd love
where
that.
Where Lord Percival is coming out to meet them.
Percy!
Real quick, let's go around and introduce ourselves. I am Amber, your DM.
I am Fig, playing Kronk Enator, carrier of wrigglers and hog tire of corpses.
I hate that so much.
I'm Ben. So much. I play Ak, the kobold monk warlock of Ulrich.
Gregor, Black Wolf of Middenheim. People's champion. Bulwark against the terror.
All right.
Hit it.
It's Cindy playing Fargrim.
Hey, you got it right.
Dwarf Slayer.
Crazy. Hey.
Party beefcake.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That boy thick, dude. 2'7". No, I'm just kidding.
Holy shit.
835 pounds.
Yeah. He's got nubs for legs.
7% body fat.
we're at what, like?
No leg, no body.
C's?
You don't have nubs for legs. You have a nub for a torso. It's just all leg.
You ever seen
so?
Neck? Time out. You ever seen Spy Kids?
I thought it was all body.
My man's a thumb.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man.
Just fucking housed.
Yeah, that's not pretty.
Okay. Also of note, before we get started too much, you do have the backup squad in the pocket dimension that you guys cannot currently access.
Fuck.
Yeah.
And your wizard is still missing. Nope.
My dog and my dog. All my homies are in there.
He's lost.
And your mom.
It's what?
Damn, that's crazy.
You got parents, bro?
Okay. anyways, I'm going to start making a beeline for their prison cells.
Yeah.
Do you know where those are?
Yeah, whose prison cells? We were here before, and that's when Matarkin I talked guard. To Elaine.
Oh, yeah.
When he was down in the cells.
Okay.
Oh.
Percival's going to try to, like, step in your way.
No.
Inquisitors, what is happening?
Some shit.
We just returned from Sylvania. They had some captives.
Is that Kaylee?
Guess what?
I can neither confirm nor deny at this time. However, the detainee needs to be contained. Step aside.
So
we're saving the day.
Sick?
Can I see? So I'm assuming, Percival, he's like acting police chief, right?
It would seem that way, yeah.
So I'd like to think in my mind he's wearing a badge that says acting police chief.
Sure, yeah.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna walk up, I'm gonna pull out like a knife, and I'm gonna cross out where it says acting.
Inquisitor, why are you pulling a knife on me?
Shh, it's okay.
He kinda like has like a hand up to like stop you from coming at him.
Hey, trust me.
I don't feel comfortable with this.
I mean,
a lot of things have been happening. Can you explain yourselves before you shiv me?
So guess what?
Zombie.
You got promoted. Congratulations. Increased responsibility, but no increase in pay. Good on you, dog.
Temporary increase. You know, the council will have... We'll review this whole thing, but like for now,
Listen, I'm okay. Guy. Hold on. Hold
You're
on.
You're gonna get a 7% raise, but inflation's 12%.
Everyone, just calm down for like a second. Okay?
I'm calm as fuck.
We're gonna explain everything that's going on. I know we're coming in out of the blue. Kaylee's used to it. You're not. You're new here. That's fine.
You'll get on this wavelength.
We'll explain everything, but right now we've got bodies that
I see that
we need
Can
to
I
get
ask
control
why
of.
You're bringing in Listen. Corpses? One of whom, several of whom, actually are recognizable.
Check
Is that
a
Jasmine?
Rescue operation.
Yes.
Check it out.
We just saved them.
Yeah.
We need to get control of them, and then we can tell you what
saved them, but they're dead. Same.
Well, it turns out they didn't take them for prisoners; they took them for doorway ornaments. So
bait.
We
they took them as
back.
Bait.
In the condition with which we found them, and we'll deal with that shortly.
Yeah, Percy, I'm going to be real, dog. The energy you're putting out right now, where you're kind of freaked out, you're a little ruffled.
I'm not freaked out.
Bro,
I'm very concerned that there are people walking around my city with piles of corpses, one of whom appears to be the Lord of the Guard, which is attempting to bite you.
Exactly.
Okay, first of all, we weren't walking around with them. We teleported in right outside, and we just walked in with them.
I do have a question about that while you're here. We built you a landing pad.
How new are you? What's your malfunction?
Okay, hold on. You can see them seizing and not being, like, can we contain the situation before we sit down and have a chat here?
Well,
like,
as I'm
can
actively
we
just like
not
holding
do this?
Kaylee's
like,
head.
We'll do a full debrief, but we do need to secure these bodies.
Trying to nibble on me, dog.
Like, we don't know
do
if they're going to come
do you
alive.
Want the morgue or the cells?
Cells for cells. Now. We'd like to make sure they don't come back alive.
Mm-hmm.
And Kaylee
in particular is currently unalive, but wriggling.
I can see that.
Yeah.
So as like Kaylee just kind of like
not on my back.
Is just like snapping
yeah,
near
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep like
kind of apathetically.
Like fucking
Bob and Weave.
But yeah, sandwiches too, if we could get some of those.
Yeah.
we'll deal with that, buddy.
Where's the beef jerky?
Follow me. Magically sealed cells, yes.
Yes.
Follow me. He's going to lead you down under. You do recognize
Thank
it
you.
From when you were there Jeez. With Elaine. There are three cells that are magically warded.
Oh, yeah, dude. Okay.
Are you putting all of the bodies in one? Are you splitting them up?
I'm going to throw all the non-wrigglers in one, and I'm going to throw the wriggler in another.
Yes.
Okay, so Kaylee is...
You have them gnawing at the bodies.
I'm loving this.
No.
This is a good plan.
This is what we need. Yes.
Okay. Percival's just kind of watching this with a skeptical air.
Okay.
You got something? Do you have something you'd like to add?
I appreciate your attitude. No, what would you do in this situation?
If you have something to add to the group, please bring it
I'm
forward.
Just waiting for an explanation All because right. several notable members of the Council of the City are missing.
Well, we got them.
Everything.
We got you,
some are missing still.
We got who we have currently.
I see some of the guards. I see Jasmine. I see Kaylee. Do you know where Lord Greenwood is?
He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. He's he was with us.
He's good. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's all right.
He's not here presently, but he should be
metaphysically, he's still here.
Last we saw him, he was in good condition. We had like two squads. You're looking at squad one. Squad two is doing something else at the moment.
Keeping it
classified. But hopefully all is fine? Question mark?
We'll rally back.
Do you know where Yolanda is?
Yolanda.
Never heard of her.
Is that the queen?
No, she wasn't. She wasn't with us. That's a different.
Yeah,
no, that's a whole different
thing.
Different
no,
thing.
Yolanda, that's new.
When did she go missing?
At the same time as everyone else.
God damn it. Okay. So here's what happened. All these bitches got
so
kidnapped
fast.
By vampires,
Crazy
right? They got taken to Sylvania as bait to lure us in. So we went and we did the whole, like,
give our friends
breaking
back.
And entering. We went, we fucked up some vampires, we recovered them, brought them here.
Yeah, I did not see a Yolanda.
Yeah, there was not more that we saw. We got everyone that we found.
Is
we
it
were pretty
is there
thorough.
A chance she just wasn't found? That she was that she's still there?
That is a
Should
great
we be
question.
Launching a rescue mission?
You would,
good
I
luck with that.
Yeah, I don't think
be real
so.
Dog.
Yeah.
Listen.
You would not survive.
I think. Well, first off, we don't take L's, so we're not taking an L.
We don't do that.
No one has brought up any L's.
I know.
We're taking an uppercase.
We're breaking even at a minimum. But no, I think there. We can't definitively rule out that she wasn't there, but we didn't see her.
Yeah.
But let's be real. At this point, if we didn't see her, and she is there, it's over.
Unless they're trying to, like, convert her and then send her back. We'll have to, if she shows up.
She shows up again, you call us immediately.
Know. Oh, all right.
Here's the speed dial.
Sure, get in touch with us.
You got a dip?
What?
What? Stop.
No? Okay.
What?
Stop.
Okay. Anyways, so we're going to keep these here. If you wouldn't mind notifying the Mages College and see if maybe there's anything they can do about this. I'm going to kind of leave this in your guys' hands because we have like a whole bunch of shit
I'll
to do here.
Be honest with you. Our Mages College, I think you need divine magic.
Probably.
I know a guy.
I was looking at them and the state they're in, I have very rarely, the last time I saw anything similar to this was when there was a chaos incursion. What?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Good.
Chill.
I just moved my mic.
Pretty good, chill.
What? You said vampires from Sylvania?
Yeah. No, that's definitely what happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Von Karsteins did this?
Yeah, correct.
Names of power.
Yeah, we don't say their names.
All right. We're going to have a council meeting to create a new plan to defend the city.
Okay.
Dude, go for it.
So, what I will say...
Should I have all of your invitations sent to the Enator Mansion?
Sure.
Quick pause. You, don't go anywhere. Guys, bring it. I'm going to do a huddle with the squad. Even he's going to be standing outside of the huddle, but right next to it. Like, listen.
I would say within 5 feet, for sure.
So far as these bodies go, we're not trying to bring anyone back, are we?
I mean, we can't.
No, but I mean, like, is that... Because, like, the whole divine magic thing, like, I can call up my people... Right. If I call up my people, they're not coming back, dog. Like, they won't rise ever again. But they're not coming back. So before I make that phone call, before I make that scry.
I don't understand what you're saying.
They're going to put them in the dirt.
Yeah, we're going to set them on fire.
Well, actually,
Before I call them, which I can, and we can put them to rest, that's what I vote for, I think.
Okay.
I think they deserve a rest at this point.
Yeah. Okay.
But, again, we're a team. We should talk about it.
I mean, couldn't we just do that ourselves?
Okay, so here's my thing.
But that's better than just...
You can do that with everybody, except I want the Dwarven Runesmith. I want to take him back to the Dwarven hold.
No, 100%.
And then give him a Dwarven burial.
Yeah, no, sounds
just
great.
You can do whatever you want with the other bodies.
Yeah, like, Kaylee's a fucking zombie, right? Like, we call
Kaylee is like trying to worm his way to the
could
door
you not?
To bite you.
Yeah, I mean, if we just gotta like burn them all, like it's better than letting.
Just gonna flick him on his forehead.
Be back with
stab it
right
with what's his face.
Right, so I'm saying we can call like the temple of Ulrich, get some boys down here.
I mean, even if we can
get it cleaned up, I'm just saying it's one less thing we gotta
do. Yeah, true.
We can just crisp them. Just like throw all of them in a fucking incinerator called day.
Okay,
but I'm just, we could outsource that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, sure.
No, but I'm saying before I sent that message, I wanted to make sure like we weren't trying to bring any of them back.
No,
because again, once okay, I also agree with that. I'm not team bring them back. I think they've deserved to rest wherever they're gonna go.
Again, you can insert just
that's fine.
Do whatever you want with everybody except my guy.
Okay, yep.
Just leave my guy.
You're gonna like fucking send him via postmail or what?
There is a Dwarven hold here.
You know, like an embassy.
First, we're just gonna
kind of because it.
I'm sure you've heard about the incident with the mail.
Oh, fucking mail, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to send this body to Bretonnia.
Yeah, fucking.
What are you guys talking about? There's literally a whole Dwarven area right outside of Matorka.
Okay. All right.
All right, check it out. So, yeah, once I'll call my people when we're done here. All right. So, Percy, we're going to... You keep them here. There's going to be some of my people, some Brothers of the Wolf are going to come. They'll be the cleanup crew for this, all right? Your job, secure them. And if any of them start wiggling more, you let us know right away.
Absolutely.
Put him down.
He's going to pull out a stone from his pocket and hand it to you.
Nice.
Also, you're going to see some dwarves come in or coming to claim this body right here.
Should we put the dwarf in a separate cell so no one gets confused?
Yes.
Sure.
Sure.
He's going to
unlock the door. Good call, Percy. It's that kind of forward thinking is why you got this job.
That's
for now.
Yep, for sure.
I've had Aerosmith Dream On going on in my headphones. Like, I can just hear the song.
Just in the back, we're trying to RP in the back.
Dream On!
Yes, that's what I've been sitting through.
That's crazy that
I'm hearing
headphones
something.
Are the only ones no, I'm picking a little
song. I could pretty distinguishably hear Dream On by Aerosmith playing.
Hold on, I really got to pay attention to this.
It's not, it just finished, but...
It just finished.
It's big.
He's fucking delusional is what it is.
The voices are getting louder.
If I am, it's getting crazy.
Yo, how many of those monsters have you had?
Guys, let's get off Aerosmith, right? Let's get back into the scene.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Anyways.
First of all, there's a reason I was Yolanda's second in command.
You were Yolanda's second in command. Okay, cool. Good to know. Anyways.
I'm Ulrich's.
So while you guys do that and you guys send your messages, we should also start heading back to the manor to double check and make sure that vault is good.
Still locked up tight. Yeah. Oh, it better be. I'll be so bummed.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, go double check on that shit. Let's see.
I'm going to break some knees if shit happened here.
Especially because, we had a security force on it, but they're all in a pocket dimension right now.
Oh, true.
Like, we pulled the
Thanks,
fire watch.
Kronk.
What do you want from me? Yeah, right. We should all yell at each other. That's for sure going to solve the problem.
Obviously.
You short, wide
Where's
bitch.
The fucking elf?
I will just say, you guys didn't pull the backup squad. The backup squad got kidnapped.
That's true. They did get nabbed.
You know what? That's on them.
That means there were people there.
You know what, dude?
There were people there.
All I'm going to say, pros and cons will reflect.
Yep.
Let's go back to the manor. Let's check it.
I'm going to think the worst right away.
We're going to check it out.
Okay.
All
right. And panic.
So, I think we'll split. You maybe start making your way back to the manor. I'm going to take a pit stop at the Temple of Ulrich just to relay.
There is not a Temple of Ulrich in Matorka.
Oh, I forgot we're not in Altdorf. Yeah. Back.
Nah, bro.
Fuck. I can't call the wolf squad then. I'm sorry. That's totally on me. I thought for some reason we were back in Altdorf.
Totally.
I mean, do you have any sending or message spells that you could send a message back?
So it looks like you're just going to burn those bodies, it looks like.
Looks like it's on me, yeah.
Gregor's going to put on a different helmet so that it seems like he called someone
He's going to walk outside, look around, remember where he is. Just shit. Puts on his fucking overalls for his fucking arm. I'm like,
I'll get the shovel.
Grab the gasoline.
How many times are we going to dig?
All right. So, you guys going to deal with?
Yeah.
Y'all want to do
that? I guess
so, okay.
Yeah.
You can.
Let's go.
Let your people know. I'll go back. I'll double check on the vault.
Well,
get things squared away.
So then me and Akron go back downstairs. We're going to empty out the two cells. And then outside of the cop shop, just funeral pyre this shit.
Okay.
I'm just.
Not out back, out front.
Are you using any of your paladin spells in this? Because I believe you have some. There's a paladin spell for funeral rites to prevent certain things from happening.
Brother, I don't have that.
He's doing a level 4 kumbaya spell.
I don't have any of that.
Just gonna he's
what
just
I do have
dance around
is,
and pour some oils.
But it's the chicken dance.
I think it's a ceremony.
I don't have that.
Oh, okay.
Dude, why the.
He ain't one of them.
Okay.
All right.
That's some 41 in my headphones right now.
Y'all need to chill the fuck out.
I know, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So Ackles, light him up.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell... I'm just going to run over to the dwarven little area.
The little area they tried to sell you land in?
Yeah.
Those bitches.
Okay. It takes you a couple hours to get out there, and as you get in, you're coming in, you're expecting this thriving dwarvish community. That's what they promise you. They're like, this is like a timeshare in Fiji. It's not.
That sounds lit, though.
That makes me sad.
It's this kind of ramshackle little farming community. The main street has four buildings.
This place sucks.
Kind of
this place fucking blows.
Haphazardly thrown together. You see a couple dwarves milling around, trying to fix up the buildings mostly.
Guess what?
Right.
You're in Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, fucking great. Fantastic.
Directly oversees this.
All right, so Okay, so I'm going to try to find, stop somebody and ask, like, who is in charge of the Soul Town, I guess. Like, who's overhead?
Greetings, laddie. We're a subsidy of Matorka, which unfortunately means we are under the purview of their DMV.
And you guys...
That sucks.
And you guys stay here?
We may have made some poor financial investments. We were told this was going to be a thriving gated community for those of our kind, and they gave us a swamp.
Swamps are cool.
I'm going to kill them.
Goddamn, bro. We
I'm going to kill everybody
this.
In Matorka.
I'm going to drain this
right.
swamp.
Okay. Well, okay, so here's what's going on. A very good friend of mine and a well-known rune priest has passed, and I need you guys to claim his body from the Matorkan, what is it, like, police department? Is it essentially? Is that what
basically
that is?
Like the guard.
Fucking
the guard.
MPD.
Yeah, it's like Matorkan PD. From the guard, and give him a ceremonial burial.
He's gonna kind of like put his hand on you. Laddie, I don't think you want your friend buried here. This land is not honored by our ancestors.
Oh my god.
We cannot bury him in the stone, for there is little to no stone here. This is a marshland.
This place fucking sucks. We gotta get you guys out of here. Okay. All right. Then I guess
we'll turn this into the settlement it was promised. The humans think they have played us, but in the long game,
they played you. Okay, so here's what I need you to do. Just try to gather what stone you can, and just lay him to rest until I have a moment to come back and free you guys from the shackles of this wretched fucking place.
We're not prisoners. We are going to make this metropolis. It's just going to take us time.
Sure, but can you please do this? He's, you know, out of respect for our rune priest, I need you guys to please.
I will have our local priest.
Thank you.
Begin preparations.
Thank you. All right, I'm gonna get out of there.
Okay.
Don't worry.
That's fucking depressing.
We're not slaves.
Well, I mean, it kind of looks like it. I'm not gonna lie.
We just made a shitty property investment.
Yeah. Okay. They just bought a duplex in like an underdeveloped area. They're not.
They're like
they are
sure
gentrifying it.
No,
property
this is
values are for sure going to go up in the next 5 years.
Listen,
and they didn't
in the next
listen,
short
man.
In the next short 2 centuries.
No dwarves.
Yes, in the, that's kind of the vibe you're getting from them. Is they're like, yes, we probably overpaid now, but if we put the time and the effort in,
there will still be no stones.
We are going to gentrify this area.
In 2 centuries, there's going to be an op here. And some really nice condominiums.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's going to be 3 Starbucks.
Yep.
No.
It's going to be great.
You're done.
They're going to get a Whole Foods.
There's going to be one of those yoga studios that's only open for like 37 minutes a day.
Every other Thursday?
Yeah, it's open 1:15 to 2:05 every day.
Faux show.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to leave.
Hello?
And go and visit Gary real quick.
Okay. It takes you a couple other hours. We'll pick up with the rest of the guys.
Okay.
While that's happening.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Ak, what have you been up to while they're all... So, everyone went their separate ways. You were with Gregor.
I was probably with Gregor digging ditches for bodies.
Yeah.
You're digging ditches?
No, I mean, we're a funeral pyre. So, yeah. We're going to construct funeral pyre, put all the bodies on it.
In the middle of the guards, like...
There's a courtyard around it.
In their break room.
In the middle of the courtyard.
Yeah, because it's like the like building with like the barracks, and underneath it is the cells, and Kaylee's office is up on like the third floor. And then there's the stables where you guys fought the shadow monster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there's like that big courtyard.
Yeah, in that courtyard, we are stacking up wood for funeral pyre for the... 9 bodies or so.
Are you doing anything to bless this? Or
absolutely.
Covering them with oil, saying prayers.
Yeah, and then I'm going to I'm going to look this up real quick because I have an idea for a spell. But I just need to make sure it does what I think it does.
Okay.
I don't have anything that could do anything cool. So I will just, I will use my amulet that I got from Bjorn.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to cast Bless with a level 3 slot.
Oh, okay.
On this pyre. Which, I mean, I'm going to be real, not going to do a ton as far as like mechanics-wise. It's purely for flavor. Like, I'm just really putting my sauce into this Bless.
That's fair. That's something. So that one... You did it, set a level 3 Bless?
3, yeah.
So that's...
Does it 3d4?
4, 5...
What are you doing?
Because higher levels lets you bless more than one thing.
Oh, sick.
So you get 3 for level 1 and then 1 additional for second.
So I can bless 5 things?
5. Which 5 do you
Jasmine, 100%.
Okay.
Kaylee, 100%.
Are you euthanizing Kaylee, or are you Absolutely. Throwing him wriggling onto the fire?
No. Jesus. No, I definitely sawed his head off.
Why?
That's how you kill a zombie.
Slowly while making eye contact.
Well, I mean, before I brought him up, like while I was still in the cell, I real quick just like, you know.
All right.
Saw is such like a gruesome.
Yeah, I mean, like, everyone knows that in all forms of traditional zombie media, the only way to kill a zombie is to saw its head off.
Yeah.
They do it
slowly
every time.
While making eye contact. Yeah. The only way.
No, I definitely had decapitated him.
Okay.
So Kaylee, Jasmine. Who else was in that pile? Those were the two I cared about.
Hunter, the wizard.
So that's Kaylee, Jasmine, Ogden, Hunter. Who else was in
there? Stefan was in there.
No.
What's wrong with Stefan?
No, she's saying Ogden. No. And we'll go Stefan. Five, I'll hit them with the bless.
Okay.
And I'll fake it over the rest of them.
The smoke is oily and rancid.
As it should be.
And like as you're doing this and you're saying your prayers.
Dig through the ditches, burn through the witches, slam in the back of my motorka.
It's almost like a dark shadow goes up with the smoke.
Is that a bad thing or a good thing?
Can I do a religion check on that?
Yeah, go for it.
See if I'm like, am I picking up on that? Fuck, where are my dice? I gotta get them.
Got panic.
I'm also going to roll.
Left my sack over here.
Vibe check on the smoke.
The 17 on the vibe check?
You know, you've been dealing with the undead a lot, so you're hoping it's their souls getting freed from Nagash and moving on to be at peace.
Okay.
But you're not entirely sure.
Huh. Okay.
I kind of hated that. All right, religion. Oh, nice. Okay. It's a 19.
Where in the hells?
Again, You haven't really dealt with this before. You've dealt with the undead, but you haven't dealt with funeral rites.
Not my department, yeah.
Bodies that have been desecrated like this.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not entirely sure. The vibe you're picking up is this is probably something being purged from them.
Good.
And hopefully that means they can be at peace.
Good.
Sick. Hey.
We did good.
Doing the Lord's work.
We did. Ulrich.
Just listening to that one. Subtle ASMR. just crunch, crunch, crunch.
So, yeah. I just hope they find peace, man. For real. Especially Jasmine.
Yeah.
She was a real one, dude. I wanted more for her. And I hope wherever she's going, she finds peace. Because, like,
she deserves it.
She went to. Now, she suffered a lot because of her involvement with us.
Yeah. And it's not our fault, though.
Jasmine, I will carry this with me forever.
All right, we'll blame it on you. This is one. We'll put this one on you.
All right, you can take that one.
Okay.
I got the next one, though.
I'm walking back to my house, and I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, as if someone has taken the blame for something that could potentially be mine.
Okay. Yeah, you make it back. Your housekeeper, as you come up to the door. Ah, Lord Krog, it's so good to see you.
I know.
The house has been so empty. Where did all of your friends go?
I don't want to talk about that right now.
Oh, that's understandable. Would you like tea? It looks like you need some tea. Okay, I'll have some made right away. Oh. In the drawing room, where would you like it?
My hand. Immediately. When it's done, just straight to me.
I'll find you.
I'm going to go check on the vault situation. Oh, do you have anything about that?
Your friends regarding it, the mages said it was done.
Okay.
Right before all of your friends left, so yep. I think it's done. Okay. I haven't really checked on it too much. They said that to leave it be and that it was dangerous, so I haven't really been down there. But
that's fine. Did we have any other unexpected guests by chance in the time that I was gone, or since
our
companions were?
Funny you mention it. Out back in the yard, there's a peacock with spectacles.
Oh, excellent. I love peacocks with spectacles.
I'm aware.
It's a great omen, for sure. Anyways, so that tea, ASAP, I'm going to go check on the vault and then the peacock.
All right.
Thank you.
It's not a normal peacock. I want to warn you. It's been acting.
It's got glasses, I would presume. No.
Yeah, it's a little weird. But I'll go see into your tea right away.
Thank
Master
you.
Kronk.
Mm. Okay. I'm going to scoot past. I'm going to head down towards the vault.
Oh, you make your way down to the vault. Everything seems fine. Nothing looks like it's been broken into.
I'm admiring the familiar comfort of my slippers since I left my boots at the door.
Yeah. It's nice being home. Mm-hmm. It feels comforting, and it's nice.
I love my house. Yeah, it's a great house.
So you make your way down to the vault. It is sealed, and you do notice runes that are glowing faintly around it.
Okay. I mean, I am able to access this whenever I want, correct?
Yeah. Is yeah, you had them key it to you.
Excellent.
I don't know if you had it keyed to anyone else.
No. I'm going to pop this bitch open.
Okay. You taking a pop it open. Inside, you do still see the stone is still there. With it is a little dossier pamphlet that Elian told you was there.
Okay.
Which I will grab now.
Okay. A dossier.
Or,
pronounced dossier, actually.
The dossier.
I apologize. It is actually a leather-wrapped journal.
Nice. Either. My goodness. Oh, my.
Talk to me.
Do I need to read this?
You can read it to yourself. You can read it out loud. Whatever Kronk would do with that information.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Fuck.
Gregor, you and Ack are probably finishing up.
Probably wrapping up and making our way back to the manor, I think.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's probably all the ashes and stuff, and I'm just going to point to, like, one of the junior guards, be like, hey, sweep that up.
The fire is still burning. He's like,
I sweep it up. He said what he said.
All right. As you say, Inquisitor, he's going to, like, look over at the other guard that's standing watch with him. He's just going to be like,
sweep the flames. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, yeah, we'll go back to the manor.
Okay. Fireroom, you're making your way back to now.
Yeah.
So it's been a couple hours. Kronk, you've been sitting and reading and leafing through this book. There's a lot in it. That's just like key points. The rest is all more or less filler. Because I didn't want to write you an entire journal because that seemed.
Probably stop crushing Lomane.
Reasonable.
Yeah. Drop by the wettest hole. Just say hi.
Grab a pint.
Yeah.
You guys or make two. Your way back.
Hang with the boys.
The Kronk, your tea did arrive. It took 8.5 minutes.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it takes a minute to boil the water, and you have to let it steep just right.
I know.
Can't find good help.
Is this fucking oolong? I wanted hibiscus.
Someone
hibiscus.
It's chamomile because she sensed you were stressed.
I do fuck with the chamomile.
Charmamile.
Chamomile.
Chamomile.
So as you guys come up to the door, the housekeeper opens. Ah, Inquisitors, it's so lovely to see you again.
Hi.
Greg and Farg and Lack.
That's me.
So lovely to see you again.
You're bad at this, huh?
Again.
I have had the guest house. It is freshly turned down. I had all of the dirt cleaned out of it.
Could you turn it back up? We're
going to
need it.
No, like... fresh linens.
Yeah, get it all ready. Turn it back up.
It is ready.
You said you turned it down, but we need it back up.
What? Yeah. Okay, Lack. Okay.
That's funny, dude. We're going to need it if you can put it all back.
I'm assuming the room with the hole in the floor was yours?
Probably.
We boarded that up.
Why would you do that?
So we can make another one, dog.
Yeah. Ooh. I like the way you're thinking, keeping me sharp. I like you.
All right. Well, if you'd like to make your way out to the guest house, unless there was something you needed from the main house.
Kronk. Sandwiches.
I will speak with Master Kronk. The guard never got us sandwiches.
What was it?
I will speak with Master Kronk and see.
I don't need you. I can go speak with him myself.
Yeah,
he is currently in the study. I don't think he wishes to be discovered.
Okay, bye.
You should probably just get us sandwiches. All right, bye. I'll be waiting for the sandwiches. Bye.
Y'all gonna get her fired because it's a rule about no delinquents in the main.
Yo, am I supposed?
Bro, I'm up in here.
Am I smelling chamomile?
She closes the door as you guys say bye, and she's gonna putter over to Kronk. Lord Kronk, your fellow inquisitors are here.
Yeah.
I sent them to the guest house. I know you're busy and you didn't wish to be disturbed. She does have a second cup of tea with her as she does this. Did you want to send them in? Would you like to
see? We're already them? I'm walking in. Like,
oh, she closed the door and locked it.
Oh, from
before
the, oh,
you guys.
Yeah, no, we didn't make
oh,
it.
Oh, I thought we already
in.
Walked in.
She just closed
no.
it.
No.
We didn't make it in.
They said Axe said okay, bye, and she took
I went
that.
To go put a new hole in the floor.
And oh, as he said goodbye, she was like, bye, dearies, and then closed and locked.
Oh, I took it as, like, I just kind of, like, pushed her to the side and, like, walked.
Nope.
Damn. If you would like to try to break through the closed locked door,
No, it's too late for that. I just, I misinterpreted the situation.
Okay. They're allowed in as long as they fucking take their goddamn shoes off of the door.
Absolutely. I will let them know that.
Yo, you should actually let them know about the peacock out back.
Oh, yes. Are you going out back to see it? Did you want me to let it in? It seemed like it wanted to come in, but it was a peacock, so I just kind of used a broom and kept it out back.
We'll deal with that outside first.
All right.
See where things go from there. Thank you, though.
Absolutely, yes. I will have them meet you out back with the peacock.
Thank you.
You guys, you're getting comfy. The housekeeper comes back and kind of knocks on the little guest house door, just a little like...
You hear a loud cracking of wood, and then... scattering of Ack as he goes and opens the door. Hello?
Oh, hello, Lack. It is lovely to see you again. Master Kronk has requested your presence in the atrium.
We were supposed to get him presents?
For
what? Is it his
there's
birthday?
There's a peacock that he said you guys should be a part of.
Jeremy?
I don't know its name, sweetie.
You didn't ask?
That's a peacock?
You didn't ask his name, though?
It's a peacock.
Yeah, and you didn't ask its name.
They don't speak.
Not the ones I've met, but you don't know. Anyways, I opened that hole back up, so I'll go get the other guys, and we'll go meet Jeremy back there.
Oh,
bye.
Oh,
Gregor!
Yeah.
Gregor, there's a peacock we gotta go meet.
Ack, you do realize the hole was actually in what had been Gaunt's room.
She just blew a hole in your room just because, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. So,
as you go in, it's, like, it's a little sad seeing Gaunt's room.
Oh, it is sad. I would do something with his arm.
Oh God.
But yeah, you guys start to gather, and you see this very like, kind of like irritated looking peacock, just like sitting there, little spectacles on, just like. If a peacock could look annoyed and kind of miffed, that's this one.
Jeremy, what's up, man?
Hey.
Mm.
What did he say? I can speak to animals.
It is about time. Do you have any idea how busy I am?
Yeah, we were fighting vampires and stuff. What's up?
Your companion decided it was vitally important that you have this. And he's going to, like, produce... He's going to, like, stand on one leg shit, and, like, reach into his feathers and produce a little key.
Did he have pockets?
You just see... You see Ack and this That's peacock cancer. Just talking to each other, sounding like peacocks. Just, like, a lot of, like, clucks and... Yeah.
No, I'm gonna look over at Gregor and be like, do we know this peacock?
You recognize
Before I answer peacock. That, I'd like to think, actually, it's... So it's Jeremy, like, you know, like, and then it's Ax just being perfect common, like, so we're fighting vampires.
Yeah, because I can just understand everything, but I would just be speaking, like,
okay. Hey, what's
up? Just like a one-way, like.
Yeah, I can just like, understand.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Because like, he's an animal, I can speak just, with animals.
And I am under specific directions. I am to let you open the door, and I am to immediately take the key back.
Okay.
So we're keeping this key.
So I'll take the key from him.
Okay.
I got the key to Jurgen's place.
All right, yeah. I mean, we're here at the manor. Let's let the homies out.
Pump and dump.
Okay.
So right. I'm going to go over to a... Does it have to go in a door?
Can I just you just saw when Jurgen did it, he just took the key and like put it in and turned it as if there was a door, but there was no door.
All right, I'm going to try doing that.
Okay. A magical doorway opens up.
All right. It's a thing. I'll try opening up the door.
The door opens up. You see this beautiful little, like, acreage with this kind of, like, a little bit of, like, a hut. There is some smoke coming from the chimney. You see there's a large dog that you recognize. It's just kind of, like, lounging in the yard.
All right.
It's getting belly rubs from Susan and Elian.
Oh.
Timmy's thriving.
He's just having fun.
He's just fucking.
Open the door, though, he's like getting the belly rubs and doing like the little wiggles, and then as the door opened, immediately sitting up at attention, glaring at you.
He's a hardworking professional.
How's it going?
Hearing your voice running out of the house, you see Lord Greenwood.
Oh, hey.
What's happening?
We're back in Matarka.
Everybody out.
Yeah.
Fabulous. He's going to like run past you out the door.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys just see Lord Greenwood out.
Booking it.
And he's booking it.
Hey, did you find your wife? Are you good?
Hey.
No, that's where I'm going.
Oh.
Oh, shit. All right, man.
Did you find her?
No, definitely not. Honestly, like, tactical pause. We don't know what she looks like. Did we just fucking set her on fire?
I don't think
that. No, because we recognized all of them.
Nah, you're good, dog.
Yeah, we didn't see her. We didn't see her.
Good luck, man. If you need something, hit us up.
Or don't.
He's just kind of like does like the hand wave as he's like booking it out.
Don't forget there's going to be a council meeting and you're going to need to be there. Okay, bye.
He kind of like, he doesn't stop, but he like slows down for a second, like half a step, and then keeps booking it.
Cool.
See you, man.
Anyway, yeah, everybody else out. Unless you want to stay here for...
Ever.
Whatever reasons.
Yo, how did we do that? I thought you had to, like, have magic to open this.
Brother, were you not paying attention? Like, Jeremy
you
gave
just
us
need
the key.
Like, he gave us the key.
That's why you need the key?
You just need the key, bro.
I thought you had to have, like, some sort of magic.
No, bro.
That's what we got.
Bjorn comes out and, like, sits like, directly in front of me. Like, very, like, stiff, ramrod straight.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Bjorn.
For, like... Maybe a solid 10 seconds before he just jumps off and starts licking you.
Yeah, no, I'm going to hug it out. Nice. I'm going to hug it out, my dude.
I should have gotten my own key.
I'm just standing there like...
Susan and Elian come out. Ingrid comes out a little bit slower. Kevin comes out with her.
She okay?
She seems like she's a little bit more sad than usual.
What's going on?
Gregor, can I... speak with you in private when you have a moment?
Absolutely.
If we're back in Matarka, as she's like looking around. And
yeah, we are back in Matarka.
If I could speak with you for a moment.
Yeah. I mean, we can go right now. I'm not doing shit.
Okay. So you guys are going to kind of make your way out. The rest of the backup squad, do you have anything for them to... Any like tasks for them? Anything you want them to be doing?
The only task I have is for Edgar to eavesdrop and be invisible.
Okay. Cool.
Snooping ass.
Well.
Yeah. Can't let me be doing nothing, bro.
I got one job, and it's a no shit.
Can you guys can you guys go in and see with the lady about the sandwiches we asked for?
She does come out at this point. You and Ingrid pass her. She's coming out with a full tea spread.
I'm just going to snatch one. I guess we're walking by. It's going to be out. Bop.
Oh, thank God.
Cucumber sandwich.
Been asking for these all day.
It's been like 20 minutes.
But I do think that is a good point to wrap this episode. We will pick up with that next episode.
I'm curious.
Thank
now
you.
I'm sad.
Thank you to our sponsors. We've got VB Health. We've got Fan Roll.
Yeah.
Look in the description for the codes to both of those for 10% off.
Hell yeah.
Help support yourself and us and them.
Let's go.
Support supporting you.
Yeah. Thank you to our patrons.
We love you.
Y'all the real heroes.
Throw it up.
You all
they are the goats. Throw it up.
You to support
appreciate
us.
You guys.
The real ones.
Yeah, all right.
It doesn't get realer. It's true.
Yeah. Any other announcements? Anything we got going on?
No, man. We're straight chilling.
Cool.
Catch you guys next
on
time.
Flippity flop.
Yeah. See y'all on the flippity flip.
Bye.
Bye.
Maybe.
More. Mm-hmm.